my friend. It's me, Carly. Thanks for listening to my midlife musings. A few weeks ago, a childhood friend contacted me and asked if we could get together when she came into town. We had lunch last week, and it was lovely to see her again. It had been decades since we'd seen each other, but we easily fell into conversation. Don't you love it when that happens? And I remembered exactly why we were friends. We chatted for hours, catching up on how we ended up where we are, what our families are doing, and of course, how we feel about our journeys in midlife and beyond. As I shared my story, I mentioned a turning point in my late 40s when I believed I was too old to do many of the things I had always wanted to do. My friend, she knew exactly how I felt back then. For me, this belief was the wake-up call I needed to start paying attention to me again. Back then, it took some time to switch my mindset. I realized that most of the dreams of 20-year-old me just weren't important to 47-year-old me. And what a relief it was to let them go. The few that were still important just needed a little tweaking, and then they absolutely were possible. I started to look ahead at what I could do instead of behind at what I hadn't done. I began to believe there was a lot of life ahead of me, and I wanted to make the most of it. I was determined to make the most of it. I prioritized self-care and worked on not feeling selfish or guilty about it. Not always easy, my friend, but you can get there too. I allowed my inner voice to be heard and made big changes as I listened to her. I went down paths that seemed right in the moment, but ended up leading me where I didn't want to be. So I changed my mind, and I chose a different path and kept putting one foot in front of the other. Now here I am a decade later, and I have a different perspective on the four words, I'm too old too. Now I can hear the fear behind them. I understand they preface limiting beliefs and keep women from living big in midlife and beyond. Now I choose to see them as a myth to be busted. If you find yourself thinking, I'm too old too, I encourage you to dive deeper to discover what lies behind those words for you. It's probably time for you to do some myth busting of your own, my friend. I'll be back with another Midlife Musings in 2 weeks, and don't miss my regularly scheduled episodes of Flip Side of Midlife every Wednesday.